Penny Raniger spoke on behalf of three items which will not be funded at current estimations. As a mother, she supported the Jack Cotin at the Ketchikan High School's boat used for vocational maritime training. As a district librarian, she supported the position of another district librarian. And Raniger spoke as the president of the Kaneyama Exchange Association.
We have worked to maintain this for 30 years. This will be our 30th year coming up. So it began in 1986, and every year since then, we have exchanged a teacher with Japan.
This year's teacher, Manami Kumazaki, says she has taught Japanese language and culture through games in the district.
I'm sure, like, even if they don't really remember the certain foreign language, like the words, but the experience that they learn something different culture is like continuing in their life. Same as me, like I'm here because I learned something different things when I was little kids.
Local parent Lisa Pearson was worried other parents in the district don't understand the proposed cuts.
I am concerned that passing forward this budget this early in the process is sending a signal to the assembly that we as a community have either given up on fighting for these programs or that these programs are not considered important enough to fight for.
Board members Trevor Shaw and David Timmerman empathized, but say they don't have a choice. Board member Matt Eisenhower agreed.
You know, without the borough taking a serious look at funding, our hands are tied.
However, the board did make two adjustments. Members moved technical network supplies up and lowered priority on all activity funds. At expected funding levels, all after-school activities would end. That was not lost on student representative Cheyenne Matthews, who modified her weekly report to reflect what next year may look like.
So, for example, instead of saying boys and girls basketball defeat TM, I'd say boys and girls in basketball don't exist. Instead of saying ACDC heads to state, I'd say people who could be good at ACDC sit around and watch television.
The board will bring back the budget for a second reading at its next meeting. Also Wednesday, the board unanimously voted to adopt a resolution regarding contracted services. The policy requires contracted service costs to be determined by the borough manager and the district superintendent and jointly ratified by both the assembly and the school board. Board President Michelle O'Brien was excused from the meeting, and Glenn Brown participated telephonically. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Ruth Eddy.